Hi, this is Mark Cuniberti. You're about to listen to another edition of our award-winning economic show entitled Money Matters. The information given on this show is obtained from a variety of public sources and is deemed accurate at time of airing but is not guaranteed. This show is pre-recorded at an earlier date, so market indices and related stock market references may not be accurate at time of airing, and we will not be taking any listener call-ins. Thanks again for listening. Now enjoy the show. Welcome to Money Matters on your community radio station. My name is Mark Cuniberti. Welcome to the 269th edition of your economic forum entitled A New Sheriff in Town. And today's edition is Investing in Community, where we cover things happening around our great community events, organizations, and things that affect our local community. So before we begin, please be advised, discussions in this show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. I am an investment advisor representative through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. The views expressed are my opinions only, or the opinions of any guests I may have in the studio at this time, and I do today. They do not necessarily reflect those of Cambridge, the station, its staff members, or underwriters. Money Matters is about money, as money does matter, and matters of money affect us all in some way or another. Whether you have a lot of it, a little of it, or none of it, it controls our economy, our country, our planet, in some way or another controls the very way we live our lives. It's about your money, your lack of it, or abundance of it. It's about our lives and livelihood. In short, Money Matters is about you. So the Dow is sitting at 24,648.3. What does that mean? Well, we always talk about these large numbers, 24,000, 25,000, 26,000, that some technical analysts may look at. Being at 24,643 today, Dow's down 105 and some change today, April 19, 2018, 1209 Pacific Standard Time. You may be hearing the show at a different time, so the market indices that I'm giving today may not be accurate at the time you're hearing the show. So at 24,643, 24,000 below us is a major resistance, a major support level. Major support level, usually those large numbers are what analysts look at to bounce through or have support at. So 24,000 below us is called a support level. There are other support levels that are minors, but the big numbers are the major support levels that some technicians look at. And of course, 25,000 above us would be a resistance level. So right now it's bouncing around. Right in the middle of 24,000, the high is 26,616, and the low is zero when we started that many years ago. So today is Investing in Community and the role of law enforcement in the community affects the community in a wide variety of ways. So today we have an election coming up in June, I believe, and we have all three sheriff candidates in the studio today. And we're going to take them one at a time. And I first have John Foster. John, welcome to Money Matters.
Thank you, Mark. It's a pleasure to be here.
Okay. So, John, sheriff election is June what?
June 5th. But we all get ballots in the mail the first week of May. We're a vote-by-mail county this year.
All right. So we have the same questions that are going to be asked of all the candidates today. So in a nutshell, why do you want to be sheriff?
Well, I'm excited for the chance to be your sheriff. I passionately want to be dedicated with the men and women of the sheriff's office in the community to prevent crime and keep our families safe. As you know, I was privileged to serve as the Grass Valley Police Chief for 17 years and proud of the culture shift that transpired during my tenure, creating better services, improved community relations, better outcomes, and a deep sense of trust.
Go ahead, John.
Well, I just want to take that same respect, engagement, and true community service to the county level, and I plan to do that with a new era of community policing at the sheriff's office. Now, the deputies will get their leadership they deserve, the resources, and I'll bring long overdue energy, transparency, and leadership to the sheriff's office.
So the term is for 4 years, right, John?
It is.
Okay, and what issues do you see that need to be addressed in the next 4 years? And then, briefly, how will you address them?
Okay, well, you know, the county's facing a host of challenges, such as homeless, mental illness, cannabis cultivation, and emergency preparedness. The sheriff's office has organizational issues, recruitment, retention, employee development, accountability, and a leadership vacuum. We have some serious issues. The taxpayers are bleeding red ink from ongoing court cases. You know, in the union, you've read recently that a narcotics officer under oath states he wasn't properly trained. Right now, there's a jury, Nevada County's looking at a lawsuit for sexual harassment and retaliation claims against the sheriff's office. And then the sheriff notifies Sammy's friends through an email that their contract will no longer be renewed. And they've been provided great services since 2001. I think those are the areas that, to me, are some of the concerns. So what we'll do, what will I do to change that? We'll have training, mentoring, and accountability. When my deputies are called to court, they will be expert witnesses, trained and ready to testify against those that have broken the law. Mm-hmm. Our high-risk positions must be trained in their core functions, keeping abreast of best practices. This includes fire, school safety, technology, and we need to ensure that we're cross-trained with our other agencies to effectively respond and know each other's roles. Mentoring is a big one that I've talked about, and you know, we need to make sure that everyone is mentored and trained in their components, in their roles and responsibilities. And I'm going to empower my top managers to make decisions jointly. We'll develop employees for a leadership track. And then finally, accountability. I'll hire the right people whose integrity and work ethic resonate with our county. I'll provide training and expectations for the positions, as well as proper supervision. You know, everyone needs to know their roles and responsibilities. Accountability starts with everybody, including me, and we'll be held to the same standard, a high standard, a standard of great performance.
You know, my daughter does work at Sammy's Friends occasionally, and she's really attached to that organization. Just briefly touch on what happened there. I mean, how's the Sheriff Department have jurisdiction over Sammy's Friends, and how does that all take place?
It's a contract for the animal shelter. The county sheriff's office is responsible for animal services, and you just see the blowback in the community of how this has not been handled well. That's not how you treat volunteers and community members that are about helping our animals in our community.
Yeah, so everybody is always looking at when you put somebody in the job, whether they've been in the job, their experience. So I know you've had a lot of experience being the police chief at Grass Valley for 18 years. So touch on that experience and also your other job resume histories.
Yeah, that's a good question. I would say let's start with education. That's a basic requirement for managing a large agency. I've earned a Bachelor's of Arts degree in Criminal Justice from Sacramento State University, a Master's of Public Administration at University of San Francisco. I have completed the Executive Development Course, Commission on Peace Officer Standards and Training, graduate of the FBI Executive Leadership Institute. I feel that as a leader, you need to demonstrate ethics. I'm one of 70 instructors worldwide that teach ethics around the world to other law enforcement leaders. I have 3 decades of law enforcement experience, 27 in senior and executive management positions in both large and small agencies, including as serving as your Grass Valley Police Chief for almost 18 years. And I have the necessary relationship and earned respect in this county from business owners, residents, and educators, all of whom are essential in turning around the sheriff's office. 3 of the county police officers associations and 7 former chiefs in the county have endorsed me. And while I've not led a countywide agency, neither have my opponents, but I have led a citywide agency, and neither of my opponents have. I know from experience there's a major difference between the middle manager's position and the experience of leading an agency. And to me, the most valued asset is the staff, and the staff deserves mentoring, training, and tools to provide the job. And that's what the experience I will bring to the sheriff's office.
How many deputies are under the jurisdiction of the county sheriff?
The total employees is 169, and there's 64 sworn positions.
Wow. And in Grass Valley, what was it?
We shifted. We when I first started, we were at 18 sworn. We went up to 34, and then we went back down to 25. But where I explained about my experience, I worked in Palo Alto, and I was a lieutenant in charge of personnel and training. I was responsible for 175 employees training, risk management, hiring. And so that's where the broad experience, the difference of my background comes into play.
And it's important that the candidate and then the acting sheriff is involved in the community, basically boots on the ground. And so, give us an idea of your experience in community involvement, what you've been doing in the last 4 years, in the last year, in the last 3 months, and see if you can give us specific examples.
Oh my goodness, I've always been about the community. That's when I came here 18 years ago. I've been a member of the Elks Lodge, the Nevada County Drug Free Coalition, a board member of Big Brothers Big Sisters, past president of the Grass Valley Nevada County Chamber of Commerce. Currently, I'm a member of the Sierra College Administration of Justice Advisory Board, Rotary member, Grass Valley South, a member of the Greater Grass Valley Chamber, board member of A New Day, advisory member for YMCA, blue and gold officer for the Naval Academy. But it doesn't just stop there. Within this last year, I've volunteered many community events in Grass Valley, Nevada City, and Truckee. I've volunteered for Circle in the Truckee watershed on river cleanups. I've volunteered with the town of Truckee and the city of Grass Valley on community cleanups. I've attended and sponsored many fundraisers for nonprofits. I was a major sponsor in the recent daffodil race in Pin Valley. And I've also reached out to the hospitality house and paid for the guests for the past 3 years to be involved with Rake, which is a cleanup day. Mm-hmm. So I guess my point is that to me, being involved in the community is just my way of life.
Okay, John. And we're talking to a John Foster, candidate for Nevada County Sheriff, right here in the studios on Money Matters. My name is Mark Cuniberti. This edition of Investing in Community, where we cover the organizations and events happening around us, because that is investing in our community. And to know that it's not just money, it's personnel and who we place in the top positions. So, John, maybe you can give us first your Facebook page.
Well, it's John Foster for Sheriff is my Facebook page, mm-hmm. and my web page is fosterforsheriff2018.com.
Okay, and is there a phone number you'd like to give out, John?
I give out my personal cell phone number, which is 530-362-0084.
0084, okay. John Foster for Sheriff is Facebook, so they can check you out there, see what you've been doing. Website is fosterforsheriff2018, is that right?
Correct.
Okay. Dial.com?
.com.
.com. You got a .com one. And 530-362-0084, your personal cell phone number.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And it won't change when I'm sure.
That's great to know. John, I want to thank you for being in the studio today, and I wish the best of luck to you. And if anybody would like to contact John, he just gave you his phone number.
Absolutely. Look forward to hearing from you folks.
All right. We'll be right back with the next candidate for sheriff, Miss Shannon Moon.
Come on.
And welcome back to Money Matters, your economic forum, money show number 269. There's a new sheriff in town. My name's Mark Cuniberti. Money Matters is aired on about 65 other stations throughout the nation at different times. So thanks for joining in. And April 19th, 2018, although you may be hearing the show at a different time. And we covered the Dow. Dow is still sitting around 24,638, down about 109. So there you go. And as we mentioned before, investing in community, we do cover the events, organizations, and things happening around the county here. TheUnion.com covers it online, Ubinet.com, and in the studio here, we have the second candidate for sheriff, Ms. Shannon Moon. Shannon, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, let me get your mic up there. There we go. Say that again.
Thank you for having me.
All right, there we go. So if all the candidates get the same questions today, about the same amount of time, so I'll just start the interview by saying, why do you want to be sheriff?
Yeah. Mark, I was born and raised in this community. I've worked at that sheriff's office for, this is year 28 for me. So growing up in the community, I absolutely love Nevada County and believe we absolutely deserve the best in public safety services.
And what issues do you see need to be addressed in the next 4 years, and then briefly tell us how you address them?
I think a lot of the issues that face Nevada County face similar jurisdictions throughout our state. We need to look at and address our homelessness issues in Nevada County with cannabis changes in the law. We need to assure that we are in line with the voters of California, and as well as assuring safety for all of us in Nevada County. And, you know, the mental health issues within our county of assuring that folks get services and we not intentionally incarcerate people just for their mental illness, because it's highly ineffective. And looking at solutions through all of those is through collaboration with all of our service providers in Nevada County, so that we can really assure the best services for our safety here in Nevada County.
Now, we got off topic a little bit with John about Sammy's friends. You know, I saw a bunch of things float around on social media, and I mentioned that my daughter does work there, and Petco goes out and helps Sammy's friends. So what's going on with Sammy's friends?
Yeah, absolutely. So the contract is up.
Okay.
We've known about that for quite a while. Clearly, when we manage contracts, you see an end date. Mm-hmm. They went through what we call a RFP process, which is a request for proposals. And we've had two different businesses submit their proposals. The process evaluation occurred, and two of the three of the services, the panel selected Placer County services for husbandry and programs. Just because the panel selected someone doesn't mean we're in contract. And I think that's the most important thing, and making sure that we educate everyone. My wishes as your sheriff is to do what we've done with some of our other contracts, is allow us as a potentially new administration to make some of those decisions and maybe do an extension so that we can work through the reasons specifically why the four panelists chose another business, and see if we can't work something out so that we continue to provide the best services for animals in Nevada County.
Does the county sheriff, if you're in that position, do you actually have the power to reverse that decision, or is it more of an involved type of situation where you have to have a lot of people voting, you have to convince a lot of people? How does that work?
Yeah, the contract, all contracts at certain levels of cost go through the Board of Supervisors. So the board actually has the final say in what type of contract services we have.
Okay.
If you look across the state, a lot of different agencies don't have the sheriff running and managing the shelter. Clearly, the animal services part of control are run by law enforcement agencies, but shelters themselves across the state, you typically see environmental health running those shelters. So I think the whole program needs to be reevaluated in including with the public. And that's the most important thing that I think we missed, is getting some of that public input and listening to the community.
I see. Okay. And this question is going to be asked of all candidates, of course, again. And what, in your opinion, in your experience, that best qualifies you for the job of county sheriff?
Well, I've grown up within our organization. I started at the sheriff's office at the age of 22. I've worked for four different sheriffs in Nevada County. Bill Heafy hired me as a correctional officer. And I think what we also need to understand is the complexity of the services that the sheriff provides. It's much different than a municipal police department. Our services incorporate not only the very important corrections, the coroner division, our court holding, our civil division, our public administrator. If you look at the title that's on your ballot, it says sheriff, coroner, public administrator. The search and rescue, the off-highway vehicles, the marine patrol, we really do provide a vast amount of services to the community. And working for the last 28 years almost in the sheriff's office, I've worked at every level. I started with boots on the ground at every position, made rank, so promoted, earned promotions from sergeant to lieutenant to the highest level you can promote, which is my current rank is captain. So I'm a commander, and I've commanded all three divisions of our sheriff's office. And as a commander, I have definitely been involved with hiring decisions, promotion decisions, which are integral pieces of the leadership at our office. Accountability is it starts as not only that you're accountable to yourself when you're out working, but assuring that we hire the right people to be supervisors that understand that accountability is important to the level of service that we have here in the community. So based on my experience and my ability to have worked in all those divisions, I have collaborated with a lot of folks throughout my career, always with the thought process of how do we do things better.
And that leads us to our next question. Obviously, the listeners would want to hear about your experience in managing a large number of law enforcement officers and organizations. So maybe you can tell us about that, and then we'll talk about your resume at the end.
How's yeah.
That? Good.
So at the sheriff's office, we have right now we have 169 employees. So my law enforcement career has been at the Nevada County Sheriff's Office the entire time, uninterrupted. I have felt a tremendous loyalty to this community. I know I could do this job in a different community. It's not my choice. My choice is to provide public safety services to this community. And part of that is, again, putting lots of really hard work in and earning rank all the ways up through captain. I was the first female sergeant, lieutenant, and captain in the history of our organization. So I would say that it has been a tremendous reward with a lot of hard work. The current budget at the sheriff's office is $35 million as compared to a municipality, say as Grass Valley being a police services, just over $4 million. Each division as a commander, we build our own budgets. So I worked in all three of the divisions. I work very well with our chief financial officers from the county. I've built those relationships for the last 28 years. The board controls our budget, and having those relationships already, I think, truly does separate candidates on being transformational and operational on day one.
Boots on the ground, you came through one of the ceilings. All right, and finally, involvement in the community. Obviously, you know, nobody wants to see anybody in an ivory tower. So give us examples of your community involvement in the last 4 years, last year, last 6 months.
Yeah, so a lot of the community involvement when you're putting your head down and working and growing up in an organization is at work. Part of assuring that in every position I've had, I've made sure to reach out and connect with the community and representing the sheriff's office as best I can. I have had a tremendous amount of respect for a lot of our youth organizations. Mm-hmm. I think that's important. Part of looking at prevention and kids in homes and assuring that they have a safe place to be is working with folks like the Friendship Club and NEO. I have been a very big supporter of both of those organizations. Definitely in the last year, I try to present and be present at their fundraisers and show support for how important those are in our community. The other organization that I very, very much support is the Nora Foundation. Mm. Nora Foundation provides for assistance with families with children going through medical issues. Mm. And there's nothing worse than going through crisis with a child with a sickness or an injury. And they've done a tremendous job in assisting folks in our community. So, you know, a community involvement is definitely part of being a public servant. And I don't think we sometimes look at law enforcement officers as public servants. But growing up with a father in law enforcement in Nevada County in the 60s and 70s, that's what it was about. And that's what was mentored for me. And that's the leadership I want to bring to our sheriff's office.
This is Mark Cunaberti. You are listening to Money Matters, our Investing in Community series, where we bring the amazing organizations, events happening around us. And obviously, the position of county sheriff is going to affect us both socially and economically. So we're speaking to Shannon Moon, who's a candidate for the upcoming election for county sheriff. Shannon, what is your Facebook page?
My Facebook page is Moon for Sheriff 2018. The website is the same. There's information on how to get in touch with us. The strategy we've had going forward mm-hmm. is being me being me. Mm-hmm. I'm not a politician. I'm a public servant. Mm-hmm. And I try to get out to as many folks as I can. We've done a lot of forums. There's been quite a few instances where folks can see all three candidates on the stage at the same time, which I think is very important. But we've also done quite a few house parties. So any and all requests for information, I'm definitely responsive. And I hope that people do their homework and recognize the importance of the experience levels. And as I said, transformational and operational on day one.
Okay, so it's Moon for Sheriff 2018 is your Facebook page. MoonForSheriff2018.com?
.com.
.com, okay. And do you want to give a phone number?
The phone number is listed on the website. I don't have it off.
No problem. Well, Shannon, I want to thank you for being on the show. I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you, Mark. I sure appreciate it.
We'll be right back with the final candidate for County Sheriff on Money Matters. Tune to Money Matters right here on a community radio station, aired at over about 65 stations nationwide at certain points in another. We are sitting in the studio with the candidates for sheriff today. Investing in community is the topic today. We not only talk about investing, but we talk about the things happening around us as far as the organization's events and, of course, the elections coming up. And so in the studio today, we are now welcoming the candidate for sheriff, Mr. Bill Smithers. Hi, Bill.
How you doing today?
Fine. Thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you for having me.
And so we've asked the same questions of all three candidates in the interest of fairness and balanced reporting. And so tell us why you wanted to be sheriff.
Well, it's very important to me because I grew up in this community. I was born and raised here. My wife and I got married here, and we've raised our three children here. So safety and security is the utmost important to me. Both sides of my family are still in the community, and I want to make this this community a safe place for people to live, raise their family, and come and visit us.
Okay, and the issues in this county, I would imagine, for law enforcement are broad and multifaceted. So tell us briefly, what issues do you see as need to be addressed in the next 4 years? And then briefly tell us how you would address them.
Okay. So there's quite a few issues, you know, over the months that I've been talking to the community and just being involved in law enforcement. But some of the major issues that we're dealing with right now in law enforcement is the homelessness. Mm-hmm. School safety is, paramount right now. It's been pushed to the forefront once again. The overall crime rate that people are perceiving that's taking place in Nevada County. And then, we have the changing laws with the cannabis and the illicit drug use that's going on in our community that's destroying so many different lives and tearing, you know, families apart. So as sheriff, that's, you know, one of the big things that I want to do is I want to be more engaging into the community, get involved with what's going on day to day. So with school safety, I want to make sure that we get more school resource officers into the school, develop an educational program for them to help train and educate the administrators, the teachers, help delve into the bullying and the violence that's taking place in the school. So I want more engagement that way with the school resource officers for the safety of our children.
Sure.
The homelessness, you know, it's not... It's not going to be an issue that's going to be solved overnight, but it's going to take the entire community to solve this issue. And, as sheriff, I want to work with other community leaders to help come up with solutions to it. But obviously, there's individuals here that are committing crimes in our community, from vandalism and theft and different things like that, that they still need to be held accountable for their actions. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we also need to get the help for the individuals that are suffering from mental health issues, too, that we're seeing that either are alcohol-related, narcotic-related, that, you know, we can help them and hopefully get them back on the right path in life. Mm-hmm. And then the overall crime rate, one of the big things that I want to do with the changing laws, a lot of the laws have changed from felonies down to misdemeanors now. I would like to initiate a proactive policing team in the community that would address the major issues that are affecting the quality of life of everybody here. So I think it's very important that we make sure that we're out there in the community, that we're being proactive, that we're trying to stop the crimes before they happen, and addressing those issues like burglaries, the narcotics use, and, thefts, vandalism, the scams that are taking place with the elderly, too.
Yeah, that's something that we haven't really touched on in the school safety, for sure. I have three kids in high school, and, it is a concern, for sure. Obviously, experience is important to the county, so briefly touch on your experience that you think best qualifies you for the job of county sheriff.
Okay. So I'm the only candidate that actually has worked for both a police department and a sheriff's office in Nevada County. Mm-hmm. I bring 25 years of law enforcement and public safety experience to the position. Since being with the sheriff's office over the last 20 years, I have promoted up through the ranks from deputy to my current position as executive lieutenant. And through that, you know, I've gained the experience and knowledge necessary to lead the agency. I've gained the trust and respect of the correctional officers, the deputy sheriffs that work with me and for me. And I want to bring the family environment to our department and more engaging within the community. So, with the sheriff's office, it's unlike any other law enforcement agency in Nevada County. We're just not solely responsible for law enforcement services on the street when you see them work. Police car driving around. Mm-hmm. We're responsible for the public administrator, the coroner division, civil division, corrections, court security, animal control, search and rescue. And during my 20 years with Nevada County Sheriff's Office, I've either worked in those divisions, supervised those divisions, or have managed all of those divisions. And that brings the experience and knowledge necessary to step into the role as sheriff to make it a smooth transition for the community so that we can have a great working relationship and safe and provide the best services to Nevada County.
We went off topic with the other two candidates about Sammy's friends. As I said, my daughter volunteers there and at Petco where they do their thing. And so give us your input on there. It's been a real hot button.
It has been.
Who would think?
it has been. And that's one of the positions that I have either held as a sergeant or as a lieutenant with the sheriff's office, managing the relationships between Sammy Sorens. And to me, it's very important for us to be able to keep the services within Nevada County. I think it's important for the pet owners of Nevada County to have some place that they can go with, have a great working relationship. Cheryl Wicks, I've worked with over the last several years. I've always had a great working relationship with her.
She is the director of Sammy's Friends?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so I think it's important. I wasn't involved in the process that has taken place with, you know, developing the new proposal for a contract, but hopefully we can, you know, work through it and you know, keep the services here in Nevada County.
And we've asked the other two candidates to specifically tell us your experience in managing large number of law enforcement officers and organizations.
So, like I said, over the past 20 years, I've held several different positions within the sheriff's office, and from sergeant to lieutenant in those positions, I've had the opportunity to administrative sergeant that's in charge of our training personnel. We have approximately 168 employees at the county sheriff's office right now, and so currently right now as the executive lieutenant, I oversee and manage approximately 60 plus employees inside the facility. In my past positions, I've also supervised large operations within the county that was 200 plus law enforcement officers that I was in charge of, and was very successful with my ventures in law enforcement and being able to manage. And as I said, through that, I've been able to gain the trust and respect of the men and women that work for the sheriff's office, which is very important to me.
And community involvement, as I mentioned previously earlier in the show, everybody doesn't want somebody up in an ivory tower. We want to know that there's boots on the ground as far as being involved in the community. So tell us about your community involvement in the last 4 years, last year, last 6 months.
So like you, I raised three children here. My youngest, he just graduated from high school last year. So I've been very, very active with them, you know, working a full-time job, but very active with my three children in the community. So over the years, I've been involved in coaching girls' fast-pitch softball teams. Mm-hmm. During that period of time, we had a lot of interactions with the Special Olympics, Toys for Tots. So we've done that in the community. In the last couple of years, I was assistant varsity baseball coach at Colfax High School, mm-hmm. where my son graduated from. So I did that in my spare time. And then, like I said, working a full-time job. I lost my parents in 2016, approximately 9 days apart. So that has kind of slowed me down. You know, I was involved with settling their estate and remodeling their house and everything. So now with my youngest out of high school, I'm hoping to get more involved with the community. And that's one thing that I want to bring as sheriff of Nevada County is the community engagement and the engagement of the deputies with the community and more involved with the different activities that take place up here.
Okay. I'm coaching down in Forest Lake.
Oh, nice.
We played you a few times.
Yes, we did.
We did have very good success. Actually, 3 years ago we did. We had a good squad there. Okay. Bill Smithers, this is Mark Cunaberdi, host of Money Matters. Today's is the Investing in Community series, where we bring the amazing organizations and events and, of course, the people that are running for political office here. And the county sheriff is a political office. I guess you could say that. Bill, could you give us your Facebook page, please?
Sure. It is Smithers for Sheriff.
And that is S-M-E.
T-H-E-R-S.
Okay,
and
Smithers
it's F-O-R, Sheriff.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. .com. And my webpage, too, is the same. And so, and then my personal cell number, mm-hmm. that if people have questions for me, they mm-hmm. can feel free to give me a call at 530-913-4123.
Yes. 4123. So the website would be Smithers for Sheriff. And then, I mean, the Facebook would be Smithers for Sheriffs, S-M-E-T-H-E-R-S for Sheriff. Website, smithersforsheriff.com. Phone number, 530-913-4123.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Bill, I want to thank you for being on the show today, and I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you very much.
All right. You're listening to Money Matters on your community radio station. We'll be right back to wrap up the show with a little market commentary in just a second.
for my stack.
And you're tuned to Money Matters on your community radio station. This edition, Investing in Community, where we talk not so much about the markets, but about our community around us, because you can invest in your body, in your garden, in the community. This is an investing show, so it's not all about stocks and bonds and savings accounts. This is investing in a community, and many people think that investing in community is as important, if not more so, of investing in the things that you have, because when you invest in the things that you have, it benefits you and maybe your family. Invest in community, it benefits all of us. So today, we had the three candidates for county sheriff, election coming up in June, Mr. John Foster, Ms. Shannon Moon, and Mr. Bill Smethers. The websites for each were pretty clear-cut. Moon for Sheriff 2018 is Facebook. Moonforsheriff2018.com is the website. Smithers for Sheriff is the Facebook. Smithersforsheriff.com is the website. And phone numbers we won't repeat. You can find those. And so I hope that that helped clarify the positions of each candidate, give you some history on where they've been, where they want to go, their experience, and again, will enable you to make a more informed decision come voting day. And so there you go. Now the markets, we should cover the markets for sure. We got about 5 minutes. So markets down 68 now. And of course, earnings season started on Friday, and we put out in an approved newsletter that, you know, the banking sector, some of the big banks reported first on Friday, and we put out, that was approved to put out, that banking sector, in the opinion of many of the news publications, they had set the bar pretty high. And so I was of the opinion that Friday would not be a real good start, and it wasn't. But then after Friday blew by, that I was of the opinion that the earnings would be good. And, you know, you can see the result. Markets down today, 68. You know, in the grand scheme of things, the market's up 60, market's down 60, with the Dow at 24,000. You're talking about a quarter of a percent, maybe a third of a percent. So that's really, you know, when I see Dow down 100 with floating around 25,000 or whatever we are, it's noise to me. Of course, when the Dow was at 1,000, you know, and you had a 100-point move, that was 10%. So that was significant. But now 100 points is, you know, a third of a percent or maybe a fourth of a percent. And so a 10% correction on the Dow would be, what, 2,500 points. That would sure wake you up, huh? And so I look at this as noise. But I do see the Dow, the NASDAQ down a little bit heavier today. The NASDAQ is down 0.7%. So I don't know what's going on. I know their earnings coming out all the time this week. I have not seen what the earnings, as far as the technology that might drag down the NASDAQ. Of course, there's many other indices in there. I see that Amazon is up on YahooFinance.com. The head article is Amazon shares pop. Amazon shares pop with news of 100 million Prime members. American Express shares get a boost in sleep numbers. Shares slip. So there you go. And then that is from Amazon. I mean, that is from FinanceYahoo.com. FinanceYahoo.com. That's their opinion only. And it says that Amazon shares are up 2%. American Express up 6% today. And sleep number down about 15%. And they'll be posting, you know, before the open and during the open and during the when it's open and also after the close. So there you go. So all week we're going to see the markets move quite significantly, in my opinion. And remember, this is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Do your own research when investing, and nobody can predict market movements at any time, including moi. So thank you for listening to the show. This has been show 269. Your edition of Money Matters, Your Economic Forum. Is a new sheriff in town is the entitlement, is the title we put on today. Website for your edification, website for our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station is the Agrata website, moneymanagementradio.com. Everything is free there. It's just past shows and newsletters. That's it. No spam, nothing like that. Moneymanagementradio.com. And of course, your community radio station has a website that you can check out for upcoming shows, that you can check out for underwriting, for lending your support in a variety of ways to a community radio station. And all community radio stations have events coming up. Our particular radio station, KVMR FM, of course, we have things happening all the time, and all community radio stations do. So check out the website for your community radio station. If you need to send me an email, you can do so by sending it to the program director at your station, and then they'll forward it to me. And then, okay, so it's 12:55, and we'll close up the show. Stay tuned for more fine programming on your community radio stations. My name's Mark. Once again, this was show 269. There's a new sheriff in town. God bless. We'll be back at you in 2 weeks.